Stay tuned for the buzz right here on Riddle Leaks Radio.
Want a joke?
Sure.
Okay. What's the difference between the people in Dubai and the people in Abu Dhabi?
No idea.
The people in Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but the people in Abu Dhabi do.
You're listening to The Buzz on Riddle Leaks Radio.
All right, well, let's get this show started. This is The Buzz. My name is JP, and I'm with the intern, who still does not have a name.
I'm liking the intern.
Liking the intern. I always like the outturn myself.
The in-laws and the outlaws.
In-laws and the outlaws. What is going on, intern? You've had a busy week?
I have had a reasonably busy week, yes. I think, are we talking about The Buzz? Well, The Buzz is not as buzzy as it was. You know, there was no bank robbery or anything this week, so it was more of a pfft than a buzz. But, you know, there's some there's stuff that needs to be said.
Hey, I'll tell you some of the buzz. They're adding in a traffic circle or a rotary, I guess they're called in Canada.
A roundabout?
Or a roundabout at Crosby's Corners. So there's a lot of conversation about that online. What do you think about a roundabout at Crosby's Corners?
I'm a fan of the roundabout, actually, but that's probably because I lived in Britain for a little while and got used to them. But I think that they make sense, you know, especially when there's one way that's not very busy and a stop is not really necessary. You know, it'll keep traffic flowing, I think.
Yeah, I think they're safer, and they're obviously more environmentally friendly. You're not sitting at a stoplight waiting for the light to turn when there's nobody else maybe even coming, so it keeps the traffic flowing. And that intersection is pretty dangerous, so anything they can do to make that a bit safer, probably not a bad idea. But I see a lot of people, they want to argue it anyway. Like, I want to pick a side because I'm against it, and I want to pick a side because I'm for it. Is that just human nature, or what's going on there? Like, who could argue a roundabout?
Well, I'm not sure, but, you know, if the alternative to the roundabout is a traffic light, I'd pick the roundabout.
Yeah, no kidding.
Unless people are afraid that that's not going to make it safer. But I think if you look, City of Ottawa's put in an awful lot of roundabouts, and I don't hear anybody complaining about them. If it's your first time on a roundabout, you're not sure when to join in. Yeah. That's the hardest part, is when do you join in? Well, in Europe, it's different. In Europe, they stop and they let you in. Here, if you're on the roundabout, you have got the right of way.
Do you ever use your blinker when you get in there?
Well, you know, it depends how many lanes. You know, some of the lanes in those European roundabouts are like there's three or five lanes and you've got to cross. Yeah, it's chaos. But no, I think you do because, not really, because anybody in front of you shouldn't be anybody in front of you. You know,
right.
Like technically, anybody that's joining the roundabout should be coming in behind you.
How about if you just want to keep driving around and around and around? Like, are there laws against that?
Like a Mr. Bean law?
Hey, listen, St. Paddy's Day is coming up on Friday. Excited?
Yes.
But listen, before we talk about St. Paddy's Day, we've had a busy morning here in the studio.
We have.
We went through the jukebox, which is our 5 to 7 oldies show, and the intern wasn't digging the doo-wop stuff.
Putting the ram in the ram-a-lama ding-dong. Like, I can't take it anymore.
So we took the ram-a-dam out of the ding-dong, or we did that today. Did some work to the playlist on the jukebox.
I think they were all really good decisions. We sent a bunch of the songs to the vault.
Pump them or dump them, and we dumped them.
We dumped a lot.
Yeah, so there's about 5 songs left in the jukebox.
I think John's going to sing, fill in the rest, so that should be fun.
Yep. So, yeah, so it's exciting. So back to St. Paddy's Day. Now, big deal in Westport, right? I mean, the Irish really were the settlers here in the area, and there's a lot of Irish descendants here. And there's actually a little parade that happens Friday. So you'll see a parade that comes from the beer store appropriately, even though the beer store is now closed for a week because they're doing some renovations in there. So if you're getting your beer, you won't be able to get it there. But it starts at the beer store and goes all the way down to the Cove.
Well, that's going to be fun. And what, are they just dressed in green? And who is that, like a Lions Club thing?
It's just a citizen thing. It's not organized by anybody. There's normally drinks in hand and lots of green.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And the police do chaperone it, so they actually have a police car that's only in front. So it's not totally rogue. There is some control over it, so yeah.
Well, you know what they say, yeah, on St. Patrick's Day, everybody's Irish, right?
Yeah. Now, do you get offended by St. Paddy's Day? Because obviously St. Patrick was a person. His name wasn't Paddy. Does that bother you? Does that language bother you?
Does the word Paddy bother me?
Yeah.
No. It's got to be... Like a cow patty?
I don't know. It's like patty. Like, what is it? And is it, yeah.
Well, that was the sort of term of endearment for Patrick, wasn't it? Ah, patty boy, you know.
I guess. Hey, can you give us a bit of a O'Danny boy?
No, I cannot.
Oh, come on.
Next question.
How about a little bit of 50 stuff? I know you're a big fan of the doo-wop stuff.
No ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
As Bob Dylan said, the times are a-changing here on Rita Lakes Radio.
They are a-changing. Yeah. Well, you know, I tried to Google how many times would the average person have to listen to the hop before they died. I'm thinking somewhere around the 800 mark, maybe. In their lifetime, you know, way more times than you'd eat a spider in your sleep, I'll tell you that. Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding.
From the drink, I need home for a rest. Take me home. will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. Take me
to The Buzz on Real Lakes Radio. Thank you, intern. Thank you, What's on Westport, for sponsoring The Buzz. For all your information about what's going on in the village of Westport and in Arita Lakes, head over to whatsonwestport.ca.